The first number of Olympic Games had only one event, called the Star Day. By the late 8th century BC, events included running, wrestling, boxing, pancratium, a mixture of boxing and wrestling, chariot racing, a foot race with heavy armour, and the pentathlon. The only official prize earned by the champion was a crown of wild olive branches. Unofficially, some athletes received valuable prizes, including large sums of money from their home city-states. As in modern times, ancient athletes, even though they made pledges of fairness in competition, sought out every advantage, legal or illegal, in order to win. Even then, the concept of amateurism, for which there were no rules in ancient times, and the zeal for the competitive spirit were often sacrificed for the more selfish materialistic considerations. By the 6th century BC, athletes began to specialize in particular sports and even began to hire coaches. Special diets and new innovative kinds of physical conditioning became popular. Protein, from meat and beans in particular, became the popular nutritional need of Olympic athletes. The rules for events became more numerous and more strictly enforced. For example, a false start of a running event might have been followed by a whipping of the violator. Penalties usually included fines for most violations. It was said that the elegant, elaborate bronze statues of Zeus that lined the route to the Olympic Stadium in the 4th century BC were financed by revenue created by fines imposed on athletes. Some athletes even became free agents, negotiating and hiring themselves out to the highest bidder to win races and money for their sponsors. One rather peculiar practice that surrounded the chariot race event was that the owners, rather than the drivers of the chariots, received the honours and prizes. Some owners entered numerous chariots in the same event to increase their chances of winning. To the amusement of Olympic historians, Emperor Nero, famous for burning Rome, apparently entered a chariot race in which he fell from his chariot and did not finish, but still received the champion's crown of olive branches. Who could argue with the emperor? By the 4th century BC, the Greek-only restriction on participation was eased as the Olympic organizers accepted athletes from overseas, from such territories as Egypt and Libya on the African continent. Many city-states even provided financial support and facilities for athletes so that they could concentrate full-time on training, sometimes for more than a year before the Games. The ancient Olympics were a strange mix of a religious pilgrimage and a forum for intense athletic competition. As mentioned above, Emperor Theodosius tried to permanently put an end to the games as pagan exercises, but they emerged again in 1896 after an interval of more than 1600 years. The Olympics maintain a religious theme from the beginning, varying in degree over time. The events were originally dedicated to the worship of gods and heroes, especially deceased heroes. They were at times called funeral games, as mentioned in Homer's Iliad, and sometimes fertility festivals. The games gradually culminated in the worship of the prominent cult of Zeus, the chief god. Today, the Olympic Games are secular events.